And now to Mexico, which has a new president. Andrés Manuel López Obrador is promising to get rid of corrupt politicians and bring jobs and opportunities to millions. He took the oath of office yesterday during a day filled with raucous ceremonies, fiery speeches, and street celebrations in his honor. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City.
¡Que viva México! ¡Viva México!
Donning the green, white, and red presidential sash and chanting Long Live Mexico, López Obrador gave a nearly hour and a half speech to a packed crowd of legislators in the lower house of the Congress. Dignitaries from around the world, including U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump's daughter Ivanka, were also in the hall. López Obrador said he was appreciative of the respectful treatment her father has shown to him since his election. He told the crowd that he will usher in a peaceful and orderly transformation of Mexico.
Pero al mismo tiempo profunda y radical.
But at the same time, it will be a profound and radical change, said the veteran leftist politician. With the outgoing president Enrique Peña Nieto just two seats away on the same stage, López Obrador went into a lengthy list of the ills of Mexico's past governments that he said spent more time robbing the riches of the country than governing.
La corrupción se convirtió en la principal función del poder político.
Corruption became the principal function of those in power, he said. The government will no longer be a committee at the service of a rapacious minority. The plan of our new government involves two basic things, said López Obrador.
Acabar con la corrupción y con la impunidad.
Put an end to the corruption and the impunity, he said to great applause. Critics call López Obrador naive and his solution too simple to combat the multitude of problems he's inheriting, including Mexico's record-high murder rate and stagnant economy. He insists he can pay for all the social programs he's promised with the savings reaped by ending corruption. He has yet to provide many details about how he will fight the country's violent gangs and drug cartels, other than forming a National Guard. He says he plans to fill its ranks with members of the military and the now disbanded presidential security detail. The lack of bodyguards was apparent all day. López Obrador traveled around the city in a simple Volkswagen sedan to several events, including an indigenous ceremony in Mexico City's Grand Zócalo Plaza. A handful of unarmed citizens provided protection. He also shunned the presidential residence, instead throwing the gates open to the public. Multiple musical groups played for the huge crowds that poured into the palatial gardens of Los Pinos, as the residence is known. 39-year-old schoolteacher José Juan Soto came from a neighboring state with his whole family.
Los Pinos representaba una parte de la élite, ¿no?
Los Pinos was always for the elites. Now it's for us to enjoy, he says. For 72-year-old María Cristina Robillar, the occasion deserved her best dress. I just hope he delivers all that he has promised. And paraphrasing one of López Obrador's favorite slogans, she added, I know he won't let us down. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.